Some news that's coming into us this morning. The BBC understands two mortar-type devices have been found during a security alert in County Armagh. We can get the latest from our district reporter, Gordon Adair, who's been following the operation. What can you tell us, Gordon?
Well, Stephen, this operation's gone on for a couple of days. I was there for a good part of the day yesterday watching as the army in the now familiar blue fatigues and liveried vehicles, they spent the day searching through hedges, culverts, fields, all along a number of small rural roads just outside the village of Collyhanna. They were using sniffer dogs, metal detectors, that type of thing. And as I understand, now the police have made no official statement yet as to what they found, what they might be looking for. But my understanding is that they have found two upright mortar tubes and that they are continuing to search for possibly a larger device.
And have they released any statement yet, the police?
No. As I say, the police, it's still a live operation. And as you know, Stephen, it would be unusual for them to release any statement while an operation's still ongoing like that. But as I say, my understanding is that up until this point, two upright mortar tubes have been found. I mean, the speculation from the chap I was speaking to was that these could have been used to target the police helicopter were it responding to another incident. I don't know about that, Stephen. I'm not an expert in these things. I mean, it seems rather unlikely that they would have any possibility of actually hitting a helicopter with these. But then, as you know, in South Armagh, there'd be a certain kudos in even trying to take down a helicopter. It was a long-stated ambition of the Provisional IRA during the Troubles there. And while they did force some to make emergency landings and that type of thing, I don't think they ever succeeded in really shooting one down.
OK, Gordon, thank you very much indeed. The Ulster Unionist Party MLA, Danny Kennedy, with us today. Concerning, Danny, very concerning.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, indeed. I mean, it's my understanding is, as Gordon has indicated, it's a live situation. Police and the army technical officers are still dealing with the situation there, but it appears that at least one viable device has been found in the ship of a mortar, and of course that gives rise to very serious concern about the capability of those responsible for this. Presumably it'll be blamed on Republican dissidents, but there's not only the capability but the intent, and it is lethal intent, and it's important that the operation is allowed to proceed and that the security forces are given every possible cooperation and time.
There's a bigger picture stuff here, isn't there, which we have been talking about on this programme on a number of occasions, which is the sense of a bigger threat in Northern Ireland, and whether we're actually realising the extent of not just the threat on Northern Ireland, but the pressure that there is on the police, and therefore a question over what resources have we got, what manpower have we got?
Well, I think that is an important consideration, and I think we do well to dwell on the very sinister elements here that are at work here, and at times when a political vacuum appears to be created, others will step in to that vacuum and will seek to exploit it. And so it is important that we give our full support to the PSNI and to the Army Technical Officers as they seek to deal with it.
Well, this political vacuum that you talk about, what can be done to sort that out? Whose fault is it? Who can sort it?
Well, politicians engaging with each other, and of course we are about to embark on the Haas talks, and it's important that politicians really do give proper attention to that, because there are those out there who will seek to exploit any opportunity, and these are very dangerous people.
Okay.
With lethal intent.